Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. Tonight, it'll be just me. Unfortunately, my co-host ran into some technical problems, but she shall be back. She will not be held back. Miss 100%, we look forward to having you back soon. The whole state of Alabama can't hold you back. Anyway. If you want to holler at me, 646-929-2037 is the number. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Also, if you got any questions, comments, concerns, you can email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. Also, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, tag, my yearbook. You name the social network, I'm probably on it. Now, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I am Smooth Drama. Follow me. I'll follow you back. I'm like that. If you add me on social networks, Facebook, whatnot, I'm Dick Hugger. Add me. I'll add you back in. We can chit-chat. You know, I enjoy the discourse. Also, you know, if you're listening to the show, you wanna talk with me and talk with us whenever we're on the show, feel free to go to our Smooth Drama site and go to the news and chat room section. That way you can chat live with me and all the rest of our bloggers who come into the chat room and give me their best shot. And if you got any questions, whatnot, you can go to the, once again, our Smooth Drama page at www.smoothdrama.com and go to the news and chat room page. Or you can go to the, if you're listening on Blog Talk, you can go to the Blog Talk page and look us up there also. And go into the chat room there and jump in and holler at me. Now, speaking of hollering, man, just got through watching this game. I don't know. If you're a Heat fan, kind of shaky now. It's kind of shaky. Them ball sacks, you know, I like to talk about my blue Dragon Balls at the end of the show, but them ball sacks from the Heat shrinking. They got steroid balls right now. Them balls are getting low. They're getting really, really small. And the Heat, they on the edge of doom here. And I guess it settled that argument that a couple of the bloggers were having last show about who's going to win. Mavs, baby. I am on record as picking the Mavs in six. And I did that way before anybody else was talking about it, wasn't jumping on no bandwagons or nothing. I just seen that the Mavs looked like they had it more together. And I don't know if necessarily the Heat got the eye of the tiger yet, but we still got a couple more games left. Who knows what's going to happen? But it should be interesting. Speaking of interesting, y'all know how I feel about my rights. And if you haven't listened, I feel very strongly about my rights. And I feel like you should feel strongly about your rights also. This SWAT team, I don't know if anybody's heard this, the SWAT team that launched a dawn raid on a family home to collect a woman's unpaid student loans. Yeah. Unpaid student loans. They sending in the SWAT team. I'm like, whatever happened to the default note? You know, I mean, did you need a SWAT team at 6 a.m.? And what happens is, as a father, Kenneth Wright, who had his front door kicked in at 6 a.m., being dragged onto his front porch, handcuffed, and led to the police car with his three children. And they're looking for his wife, who is not there any longer. And you think that they would know the difference between the male and the female. And you think you wouldn't need SWAT for a student loan? I'm like, shit, I'd hate to hear what they would do if you actually committed like a real crime. I mean, I know defaulting on your student loan is not a good thing, but SWAT? Really? Kicking in the door? Handcuffs? For student loan? Now, I mean, I've said this over and over again, like, you know, we edging onto that police state. And when the Department of Education is sending SWAT teams to collect for student loans, I'm like, shit, I went and dust off mine. Like, I better send them a check. Because, woo, SWAT team, 6 a.m., I don't know. It's not funny, but it's funny. You think of the list that they went to do that, and you don't really hear the uproar. You know, there's no real uproar for that. I'm like, that's not serious to y'all. People are still more worried about a dude sending a picture of his dick to somebody, which is not against the law, by the way. They're grown-ups. But no outrage for SWAT breaking down someone's door over a student loan. All right. You know, I don't know what else you can say. I mean, because if that's not serious, I don't know what is. And coming straight out of my favorite state, if you're a longtime listener or if you're a recent listener, you'll know that I have a love affair with the state of Florida. I don't know what it is. I just love Florida and the great stories that come out of there. Speaking of which, there was this priest who's accused of exposing himself at the beach. But he did a little bit more than that. This is a Roman Catholic priest who was arrested because he walked up to an undercover detective at a Southwest Florida beach, grabbed his self. Well, not grabbed. Well, he grabbed himself, but he grabbed the officer inappropriately, meaning he grabbed the officer's dick and said he wanted to perform a sex act on the officer. Now, I mean, and this is on the beach, broad daylight, Catholic priest. Now, for those people who say that you're unduly picking on the Catholic Church, whatnot, I mean, how much do they have to do? And this isn't necessarily picking on the church in particular, but we're talking about the individual that you have representing you. This is a guy in broad daylight who grabs the undercover officer's dick and says, "Can I suck your dick?" I mean, maybe he didn't say it like that, but yeah, it's in the ballpark. And what did he get? He has been put on administrative leave until it's all resolved. Administrative leave. Now, I don't know how many times I got to say it, but I'm in the wrong racket. I mean, and I guess if you're a sex offender, hey, if you want to get away with it, join the church. The Catholic Church, well, just the church in general, because it seems like all the molestation cases come straight out of there. It is what it is. I don't know. You can't really argue it, can you? Can you argue it? It's the same people. And the same thing happens. This dude gets put on administrative leave. Now, so that we be fair, I mean, you know, there's Eddie Long. You know, Eddie Long, who just now resolved his lawsuit. You remember, he said that he was gonna fight it like David fought Goliath, so he can move on. Well, he settled. If you didn't know, he settled out of court quietly. And he probably had them sign paperwork saying, "I can't say nothing, or you lose your money." And now, what does he do? Back to business. So right after he did that, he's announced plans to open up two churches. And then he called on, and I quote, "financially able parishioners to make donations from $500 to $1,000 as seed money for the new branches. He assures followers that a certified audit was done and that all of your money is being done right and being calculated right." You know, how anybody is still in that church, I don't know. But I guess I don't understand it. I would never understand it. But the fact that, one, he settled when he said he was going to fight it. These allegations is false. Here, take some money. Don't tell nobody. And then now, of course, he's asking for money so he can build him a couple more churches. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm a guess, and I'll take an uneducated guess that he's probably going to get the money too, unfortunately. Which begs me this question. I know it's Lord's money. It's the Lord works in mysterious ways, all that other stuff you gonna say. But how many times do these people have to hurt people? I mean, y'all do understand that when they rape and molest kids and grown folks, is something that stays with them for the rest of their life. I'm just saying. All right. On that note, we gonna go into a song here. This is little brother, Boondock Saints.
Embassy. Fontaine.
Gangsta the grill.
Gangsta. Came from a bush baby on a quest to run things. Been in pursuit, baby, since Master P and the Un thing. Remember that shit? War with December, that thing. Coach nigga walking up, these niggas talking out the side of their face. I'm here for a reason, I will die for my faith. Who still gotta get it? Who still pure us? And I ain't having shit. Like a tour bus, receive if you want L. And Keisha Chantel try to talk some sense in him. Same day realize there's no convincing him. Nigga with attitude like Ren in them. Gotta click up piranhas, I will swim for them. I will tread water until the end for them. You don't get it though, we are who y'all ain't. Get vicious so it's like we true y'all ain't. Leg gunny gigolo, Boondock Saints. Right, back to business off a 6-week tour. And I ain't never seen drama like this before. Got a lot of shit to get off my chest and wild shit to address. So I told Crisis Press Record, I'ma put it on wax and give you the raw facts and truth about life and the things I'm dealing with. Black folks saying that I'm too intelligent, and white folks saying I'm a little too niggerish. It got me in a strange predicament. I wish if Thread McLTV would judge more wisely, but I don't know what's worse, the fact that they ain't playing our shit, or the fact that it don't even surprise me. Because I ain't shucking and cause I ain't jiving, some of these crackers won't stand beside me. And cause I ain't killing and don't support pimping, some of these niggas wanna call me a Kazi. Well, I'll be that dude, I'll scratch that itch, I'll play that role, call me Heathcliff bitch. If this ain't what you want, then fine. But somehow, someway, we gotta draw that line. And it goes without mentioning, I thought about censoring this verse so my label and manager stay cool. But as of this recording, we ain't even outsold the listeners. So really, what the fuck I got to lose? Bitches, fine ticker, low the show ripper. Hold, cause my hoes would change week to week. But now my flows be changing from beat to beat. Tell my nigga Jim Bones, we gotta beat the streets. Cause I know that they need us. It's gotta be more to this generation than drinking and smoking. All they weed up. This is my confession with the embassy. You fucking imbeciles can put your roses bees up now.
Tyson told me, hit him with the flames first. Challenge the world, bet I drop more names than the game first. These rap niggas is plastic, I'm terrorizing ciphers. They can't blame Osama for that shit. That's the 718 for the 919, I'm still home. Slid the wire between the N and the C. Hunt point, I did it, y'all. Look at me shining, came a long way rhyming. Part time and 9 to 5, and the game's full of pussies. I can hear it in they rhymes. Got balls saying that, who thinks it's bigger than mine? Pause, walking tall, bigger nigga on campus. Putting shames on them so-called niggas who ran it. I've been nice since the early 80s. When I strike you rich, your lady would swallow my $1 million babies. You don't want to battle me, right? I guarantee you'll see more L's than Puerto Ricans on the lower east side. Hunt point, I did it again. I've been broke so long, the rich will now feel the wrath of my pen. You can tell I got down by the words in this page. I got you big for the corner, so I brought it to the stage.
Now that's how it's supposed to be done.
That nigga's
learned
something.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was little brother Boondock Saints. Now, speaking of Saints, I was wondering, you know, since we was talking about the church scandals and the priests and all that, I've always wondered, what's the infatuation? Well, not infatuation. I think it's more, why do people have such problems with their sexuality? I mean, it's like everything about sex is negative in the eyes. You know, it's like anything that's sexy is terrible for some strange reason. I saw this, the bikini bus ads was banned in Brooklyn. because there were some guys who were saying that, and when I say some guys, I'm talking about it's a Hasidic Jewish neighborhood, and they wanted racing ads to be removed from buses in their neighborhood, like, because there was a vodka ad that was on the bus. And I guess the women were in bikinis. And it's like, no, that shouldn't happen. And so it was taken off the bus. Now, you know, my problem with that is that is censorship. And censorship seems to only go one way. You know, I mean, because you say, oh, girls in bikinis, and it's sending the wrong message to the kids, and they take that, and they'll take that off. But as I stated earlier, you can have a guy who can get his house raided by the SWAT, and all he gets is an apology because it was mistaken. People make a big deal over stuff that ain't that serious. I mean, we talked about the Mr. Wiener showing his wiener. The only person that's supposed to be mad is his wife. You hear the outrage. Oh, did he do a bad job? Did he do a bad job? Did he mess something up? Because to me, it's about the sex. I mean, I know it's damaging your way of life. Someone would actually send a picture of their penis somewhere. But last time I checked, penis is everywhere. Who doesn't like penis? I like mine. I'm sure there's a lot of other people who agree, who have penises that they like theirs. I'm sure there'll be some ladies out there who would say they probably like penis too. And it's your right to like penis. Just as like it's my right to like vagina. Like, I'm sure there are women who like their vaginas. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a normal thing. But for some reason, you know, people and I understand in some aspects there are some ads that they use sex a sexual imagery to sell, but and it may be too much in some folks' eyes, but still, it's legal. I mean, if they're not naked, they should have the right to do it. You pay your money. You took the money. They should have the right to advertise. But for some reason, it gets cut off when it comes to that. But you have a guy who can go and protest at people's funerals and say meaning hurtful things, and he has the right to do that. I don't get that. In the meanwhile, you move on to something else that I don't quite understand. There was a man who was fined and faced the charge of disorderly conduct for paying $25 medical bill with 2,500 pennies. You know, he asked if they accepted cash. They said yeah, and so he dumped the 2,500 pennies onto the counter. Say, hey, here you go. And he got in trouble for that. Then I subsequently found out that I guess they made a policy where merchants do not have to accept more than 100 pennies as payment. And I'm like, hold on. Pennies is money. And if I got 1,000,000 pennies and I'm paying in pennies, you have to take these pennies. It's currency. Just because people can't count no more doesn't mean I should be penalized because the half of it, it brings me back to in high school when we were hungry. I remember asking my mother specifically for some money so we can go to the taco shop. And she was like, well, hey, you can have all these pennies. Think we didn't go to the taco. She's like, go ahead. I'll cash a penny out or pennies out in a minute. It's money. It's currency. You know, I just read that they passed a law in Utah where you could take gold. So if you can take gold as currency, you can take my pennies, which has been legal currency for Lord knows how long. And I shouldn't get a fine for using my money. Even though he did do it out of spite, it was kind of funny. I mean, when you drop a whole bunch of pennies on somebody, we all know that you're doing it on purpose and that you're really just like, I want to mess with you. But still, it still shouldn't be against the law. Spending my money is not against the law. It shouldn't be. I think that's a rule that should be changed. I don't even know how that rule can come about. But that's just me. I just think that it's silly that people are mad at you for giving them money, even though it's inconvenient money. Still money. And speaking of being inconvenient, I was reading right here in California, elementary school, since I'm on this rights kick, like I always seem to be on, and elementary school that drawn a little criticism for asking intimate questions about how its students were delivered during birth on its application form. Now, Dry Creek School District, they asked a whole bunch of detailed medical questions about prospective students. But there's an extra special question that they asked that I'm not feeling. I don't understand it. They asked whether the child was birthed by vaginal delivery or C-section. And if it was C-section, explain why the procedure was performed. I was just stuck. Oh, I'm like, you would actually ask people vaginal or C-section? You would actually put that down? I'm trying to figure out, that does that mean your kid is bad or good? If they were delivered by C-section, and why? Like, oh, there was complications or whatnot? That mean the kid is terrible? You go, excuse me, favor the vaginal kids? That doesn't sound right. Basically, he's saying they're going to favor the vaginal delivery kids over the C-section kids or vice versa. And why do you need to know that? I thought that was interesting. But it seems like on all levels of our society, privacy and, you know, your right to privacy in general doesn't really count. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but it seems like the assault is coming from every direction. I mean, the police can stop you. They can go through your cell phone and see if you have something illegal on your phone and don't need a warrant. Police can go into your house now without a warrant if they suspect that you may be doing something illegal. Shit. The police now can bust in your house if you are default on a loan, a student loan. So, I mean, like, what's next? Now collection agencies gonna have folks knocking down your door because you owe on a loan also? I mean, I don't know about y'all, but what sound crazy, look crazy, is happening in real life. This is really happening. I'm like, I don't know how folks is cool with it. I mean, that sounds like something out of a movie. Cops can just stop you and do whatever. They can take you down to the station. Don't have to tell nobody. You can't make a call until they let you make a call. You ask for a lawyer, they have the right to hold you without the lawyer. They can hold you in jail without charging you for a long time. No biggie. Nobody don't see the assault on their rights. Once again, I'm looking over everything. Front page is them talking about pictures of dude's dick. That's it. In Alabama, the governor signed the new immigration law where it's requiring the police to check the status of anyone they suspect may be in the country illegally when stopped for another reason. Now, requiring, we make sure we say it right, requiring the police to check the status of anyone they suspect may be in the country illegally when stopped for another reason. Meaning, you know how you get stopped, and for those of you who don't know and you haven't had the opportunity to guess by my voice, or you happen to see my face and seeing that I have the face made for radio. Now I'm a black man. Every now and again, I may get pulled over depending on what I'm wearing. I mean, I'm a skull cap wearing kind of guy. You know, my head gets cold. Every now and again, I may have on a skull cap. So every now and again, I may be prone to be pulled over by the cops. No biggie. My paperwork is up to par. But now I have to make sure that I have shaved and groomed myself because I don't want to look Haitian or whatnot and get pulled over and get the wrong cop and get taken down and sent to immigration and whatnot. Now, some folks may think that's an exaggeration, but case in point, I'll throw a scenario out there. One of frequent bloggers and listeners and one of my homies in real life, blogger Soul in the Hole, We play ball together, whatnot. We've even talked about riding bikes, whatnot. Now, you know, if we're riding bikes, whatever, you may not necessarily have your ID with you because you really don't want to carry a lot of stuff with you while you ride and whatnot because you don't want to lose it, whatever. Or say we just happen to, we're like walking and whatnot, and we stop and play some ball at the park or whatnot. You know, for those people who actually go outside and don't sit and play video games all day, you kind of understand that dynamic. Sometimes when you're going to go do something, you don't carry, quote-unquote, identification because you don't really need it. Well, at least you didn't think you needed it. So let's say it just so happened me and Soul in the Hole, we hanging out, whatnot. Now, Soul in the Hole, if he didn't shave or whatnot, he can look like he's a national from somewhere else. And as I said, I could look Haitian if I don't shave a little bit. We get stopped. We don't have our IDs, respective IDs. We have to prove who we are. You don't have the proof. You can be taken down. Now, once again, it sounds far-fetched, but it could be a reality. Now, I know there's the whole illegal immigration. I understand that. I'm for legal immigration also. But this draconian stop, you're required to stop people and check their status and all that. I mean, you don't think that's going a little too far? Just a little bit. I mean, the people who are passing it, I'll take a gander that they're not worried about being stopped and thought of as an illegal immigrant. But for the rest of us, it's a scary proposition. I mean, it's always scary being picked up or stopped by the cops. Because you never know. You catch that wrong cop at the wrong day, the wrong time, depending on their attitude. I mean, I try to be as docile as possible. They're like, yes, officer, I have my hand on the steering wheel. I'm so non-threatening. Please don't kill me. I mean, that's what I'm saying in my head every time. I'm just saying. And I know some folks don't believe in it like that, but it's kind of crazy like that. I mean, you talk about rights. I'm reading 1 in 4 U.S. hackers is an FBI informer. Now, when you think of hackers on TV, it's those folks. In the movies, you see them, and they're the guys who like play the jokes, and it's all innocent. But in a lot of cases, hackers are the people who steal your identity, and they work for the FBI. They can break into anything. And I mean, for us normal citizens, We really have no real form of, unless you are an expert computer analytical genius and you are a hacker yourself, it's kind of hard to guard against these guys. And they work for the government. You know, the government recruits them. Now, and you think of that scenario. If I already outlined all the stuff that the police can do. Now, we talking about the police on the federal and international level have the means to anytime check out what you're doing. You know, and I guess the expectation of privacy when you're talking about being on the World Wide Web is suspect at best, but, you know, do we really need to everything that we're doing known? I don't know. I could be just being a paranoid guy. I've been known to be that way. But I think it's quite suspicious that there's nothing that you can do that they won't know anything about. And some folks are cool with that. I don't understand it. So on that note, I'm going to take my non-understanding self into break. This is the Boot Camp Click. La la.
It gets greater later. They got my chest hurting, head aching, deep sweating, room spinning, bed shaking. Got a nasty lump in my stomach, mouth watering, ready to vomit. Can't feel my legs, all I hear is voices and radios. Getting harder to tell who's friend or foe, but I can see the bullets so clear. I can hear them cocking from here, petty money. Got my IG on some flip shit, so I had to let them have it before I got hit. They say your first killer face you see over and over. Words of the last stand of a fallen soldier. I mean, come on. I could smoke so many dimes, be on my block and spit so many rhymes until I'm tired. I thought I was fire and learn. Fire do burn. After that money, actually, it's a natural turn into ash. But the past goes so fast that you cannot get the grip on your life. So you freeze like when you shot by your digital cam. So I pose for the world. Here I am, last stand. In my hand, that's my girl.
Please,
so
I miss you. Always love you. Never forget you. Wish I was with you. Smoke a spliff to your memory. Anybody fuck with you was my enemy. Fought for you all the time, yo, remember we used to be starving, can't wait to eat. Mommy cooked mad late and you already fell asleep. Holidays, birthdays, good times, bad times. No more summer times, winter times, sad times. I just wanna kiss you, I just wanna hug you. And it's a struggle cause nobody loves you like I love you. LaVon, you was my heart, so now I'm heartless. So every time I spark, I rip apart shit.
Fire in the hole, I can feel a fire in my soul. Got dreams to retire when I'm old, but my dreams been deferred cause the role that I chose. On this road that I roll, it's a long way from home. No one knows all I've learned, all I saw. Lost kin in these courts, on the trial that was fought. Sometimes my emotion imprison my thoughts. Gotta find some strength through the Lord and all the family support. Tell mom I'll be home soon, we still on the front line. The boy's okay, your firstborn is fine. See some of our worst times and we probably see more. But what I'm writing for is a call that is worth dying for.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Boot Camp Click.
La la, la la.
Anyway, I'm not going to subject you to my awesome singing. My voice that's meant to tear the karaoke mic apart. Anyway, now comes the time that I enjoy talking about the dumb asses of the week, where I get to talk about the people in the groups of people who make no sense whatsoever. Like the people in Washington. There's a there's a rare blooming flower that's being studied by the University of Washington Biology Department, and they call it the stinky corpse flower. And I guess large crowds have been packing the University of Washington greenhouse at 7 a.m. to smell the rare flower and view the first of its kind research, where the scientists will be able to determine what is beyond its stench. Now, I caught, and I was stuck at the flower smells like a corpse. And I'm like, why would you want to smell it? I'm like, can I see the internet feed or can I Google it and get a picture? Why would you want to be in a room packed with people where it smells like rotting meat? But that's just me. Hey, I guess the people in Washington, there's so little to do there that they want to see and smell things that smell bad. Yeah. Oh my God. I don't get that one at all. Sort of like I didn't get these rabbis in Williamsburg, New York, who were discouraging people in their area not to wear tank tops. They're posting, and let me say it right, this is the Central Rabbinical Congress. It's a council of rabbis. They've been placing posters throughout Williamsburg, New York, everywhere, South Williamsburg, urging women to dress modestly, even though the temperature is like 100 degrees. They're saying that they don't want tank tops and no skirts. They shouldn't be too short. Anything that shows too much skin. And they're saying it's in our religion. That's what people should look like. But it's like, homie, everybody's not in your religion. And when it's 100 degrees, you gonna tell me that I can't wear a dress? I can't wear my tank top? I should wear my turtleneck in the summertime? Yeah. That's a dumbass move. And, you know, I guess another reason why I don't understand New York is way too many people there. But I'm not going to go on that. I'm just going to say that's really, really dumb. You putting up posters. I mean, you gonna make folks really get naked, which I'm cool for. I mean, if it was up to me, I'd be like, everybody can be naked. The whole fascination with clothes, I mean, we don't really need it. But that's just me. And some folks who take that stuff way too seriously. But it's a prevailing argument that people make, and it's all over the world. I mean, like, I was reading, and this dates back to earlier this year when that Toronto police officer who said that women should avoid dressing like sluts to evade being sexually assaulted. And in response to that, in April, there was the first slut walk, which occurred in Toronto, Canada. And apparently the move has spread all across the world, even here in the U.S. And they're going to have one upcoming in Austin, Texas. And you know, I think about the whole slut walk and the fact that people are stuck on, quote unquote, how you dress, and that's the reason why these predators come after you. It's like, hey, no, that's anybody who knows anything about rape, molestation mostly, it's power. It's the power over individuals. And also, in my opinion, and a lot of other people's opinion, when you talk about the Catholic Church, it is the policies where you tell folks that they can't do this, they can't have sex, they should be chaste for the rest of their life, whatever. You know, that the natural order in life is you lust after, that's your natural feeling. You look at someone, you're attracted to them. That's what that is. It's your human nature. It's played out all throughout all levels of Mother Nature. But for some reason, we as humans think that we can rise above your very nature. And it doesn't go like that. And that prevailing thought, excuse me, is the reason why we have people who make these kind of statements. I mean, there was even that over in Egypt, they had a where the guys were checking the women to make sure they weren't raped, and they were doing a virginity check to make sure that they weren't, they couldn't say that they were raped. It is these kind of prevailing thoughts, the whole sexuality, sensuality, where we're just off kilter with this. It's ridiculous, actually. People take that stuff way too seriously and don't understand that it's sex. It's natural. Natural all throughout nature, but somehow when it comes to us, we make it the most unnatural thing. Just turn it all upside down, and so you'll have these people who do a slut walk just to protest your ignorance. And that's what it is, you know. People who think that because you're attractive, you're asking to be raped. Being attractive should not mean I should be eligible for rape. There's something wrong with that individual, and folks, especially law officials, who would come out and say that, hey, well, you know what? It's because you're too sexy. Those are people who should be fired. Just like I've said, and I'll say it over and over again, everyone who participates, these Catholic priests, they should all be locked up, not on administrative leave, locked up forever. I mean, because the harm that they're doing is irreparable. in the name of the Lord. Yeah, the Lord can forgive you. You can do your good works by doing your prison ministry. But that's just me. Now, this last thing I wanted to talk about is I read an unusual story, a murder mystery that was solved like 65 years later. And it came from a confession of a 96-year-old woman. It was a guy, a 1946 killing of a Felix Goulet, who was the head of a construction company. And he was murdered. There was a woman who came out and confessed to the killing, saying it happened in the mistaken belief that Goulet had collaborated with the Nazis. And so this woman who sent two letters, and this is a 96-year-old woman, by the way, she killed Goulet by just meeting up with him and told his wife that she had a letter to give to her husband. And when he came to the door, she shot him in the chest. He died in the ambulance, and that was it. Come to find out that the woman, Addie Ritter Visser, had been a member of the resistance 1940 through 1945 during the Nazi occupation. And there were rumors, y'all know about the rumors, that were circulating that Goulet was working with the Nazis. But then they come to find out later on that he actually sheltered some Jews and had been hiding other families, and he was holding secret meetings to help folks in his home. And now, you know, of course, they're saying it was a good thing. They condemned the murder, excuse me, and that it was vigilantism, and it should be, it is unacceptable. But they're saying that she shouldn't have to go to jail or pay for her crimes. Now, I watched this show, and it's called The Injustice Files, and it talks about all the old injustices and how the families have suffered because of injustices by people who were killed. Injustice was never brought for those families. And I see this as an injustice file. I know everybody agrees, she thought he was a Nazi, but he wasn't. She killed him. Period. Murder is murder is murder is murder. Even when you thought you was right and then you're found out wrong. Doesn't matter how old. When you take someone's life, you should pay the consequences. Especially when you took somebody's life and it was wrong. And that's how I feel about all these injustices. It doesn't matter if it was supposedly for a good cause. At the end of the day, it was still the wrong decision. And she should pay for her wrong decision, like everyone else should pay for what they did. Will it happen? Probably not. But it's a shame that it had to happen. On that note, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word for Smooth Drama. Thank you all for listening, and I'll catch you at the next show. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.